Welcome back to another episode. About a week ago, I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Manny Vontaine.
Hello.
Man, listen, I thought that, when did we record? We recorded last Monday? I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Monday.
Monday. Recorded Monday, recording this on a Wednesday morning. I figured, you know, we'll be done with all the election bullshit. And not to get into what's going on in the world, but we really not done with it. So I did want to start off with a few things. One, Kanye West, who received 60,000 votes, which I'm just saying he received 59,999 because he voted for himself. And I don't know if you saw his ballot. He went in. He said, this is the first time I'm ever voting, which is crazy because there was no reason for you not to vote. But he only filled in his name. Like he only circled that, whoever was running for senator, congressman, judges, and nothing. I was like, bro, you didn't even vote there. You just voted for yourself. You did not take part in the democratic process. And then after this happened, all the Kardashians like shouted out Joe Biden. You know, after Joe Biden had been declared president elect, I thought to myself, what are y'all doing over there? Y'all let this man run wild. And then you turn around and be like, now to credit, Kanye did do the whole, I lost, I'll be back 2024. Congratulations to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Did he say like I lost and then like he was actually making an avid run for this shit? Like, yo.
Yeah, he said,
my team is going to come back stronger than ever.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go out there and hit these rural states and these rural cities. That's where he said, next time we're going to have a plan.
He didn't put all that. He just said,
we'll never have a fool for a president again. I don't think so. I don't think Kanye will be our president. Why? No. Just because he got 6,000 votes? Both, you think that it's possible?
I don't think with the 60,000, I try to think about who voted for him. You know, let's say Kim voted for him. I don't think she did. But the thing is, and there's nothing in our system that can change this. And I wouldn't want things to change. I know some people are like, well, only educated people should vote. And then some people say, well, only the wealthy should vote, blah, blah. No, I don't think so. I just think that maybe America or whatever needs to do a better job of explaining that your vote isn't just for you. You know, you have your issues, but it can affect other people. And I think those 60,000 people don't even realize that. Or they just thought, I don't care if Trump or Biden wins. And hopefully they didn't do what Kanye did and just filled in Kanye. And then maybe they filled in things that actually helped them
locally. They probably did, but I know.
That's why I said hopefully.
We can't control that, but.
Then we'll move on to Ice Cube, who we have not heard from since about 4 or 5 days ago. I don't know if you saw his tweet, Manny Fontaine. I'm going to give you his tweet. He says, let me get this straight. I get the president of the United States to agree to put over $500 billion of capital in the black community without an endorsement, and niggas are mad at me. Have a nice life. Thoughts?
Why would you believe him? I don't know. I don't even understand.
You're right. That's why people weren't mad at Ice Cube. Yes, they were, but I think more so people were disappointed that you believe that Trump was actually going to do this right before an election happened. But two, if you're for the people, Ice Cube, O.J. Jackson, you don't get to say have a nice life. That's what you say when you break up with somebody. All right, have a nice life. All right, I'm done with you.
Yeah, but I think that's the problem. Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
He got to keep going. I'm like, bro, who cares what the critics say?
That was still the slowest, the dumbest way to do it. Like, it's like you went to your enemy and asked him for bread and expect him not to poison it. He's your enemy. Like, I don't understand how you expected him to really. Why would you take his hand in friendship? I don't think that's. I don't know. I just think, like, Ice Cube, you really thought he was going to come through with that shit? If he is, then he'll still do it right now.
Yeah.
You got time to put to implement your shit.
Yeah. But you said
he ain't doing it. Get to Biden.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Here's what he should have did. He should have said, yo, I have this plan. After the election, I want to sit down and talk to whoever's in charge. Not right before the election, because I think he's getting upset because people are saying you got used. And I'm like, well, technically you did get used, because he could say anything before an election. You need him to say this right after, you know, during that acceptance speech or whatever, to be like, and we're going to implement this plan and do all this and blah, blah, blah. And it didn't happen.
And if you have a plan, why don't you implement it with black people?
Yeah, you're right.
Get all the black powerful people.
Yeah.
You have ways to contact them. And if it's such grand of a plan, and I don't know how much it'll take to get to, you know, break the chains of what we go through. I don't know if it's a trillion, but like, you could start somewhere. You can start somewhere, and then if people start to see the difference, I guarantee you
they start to adopt it. The same way with Black Panthers, who had that, that was giving out free breakfast and free lunch, and that led to, even though this is some bullshit, United States adopting that plan for schools. But what they did to the Black Panthers, they took them out. But I was like, why you didn't work with them? Why did you have to take that group out?
Yeah, and that's what you should do. I feel like, why haven't we got the Black Panthers back? Like I said,
especially really just the way they were trying to help protect the community and doing the things they were doing. I'm surprised that Ice Cube didn't go that route. Like, yo, we're bringing the Black Panthers back with these rules and these morals. And
I think people would love that right now.
Yeah.
Kids would love to look up to that.
Yeah.
We're way more acceptable.
And then you got the social media to do it because they were spread out. You had Chicago, Oakland, New York. They had a central unit, but it probably places in the South didn't know. But the Black Panthers, I mean, we didn't really know it. We saw a movie come out, but by the time we were born, and that movie wasn't as good as when you start watching the documentaries and learning about Fred Hampton and Huey P. Newton and stuff like that. So yeah, you're right. But we'll finish up with Lil Wayne, who it looked like his girl broke up with him, but now they back together. I don't really care about the Trump situation. My question is, when it comes to Kanye West, Ice Cube, Lil Wayne, or maybe more so probably Kanye, Lil Wayne, and others who stood by Trump, do you think that they now realize like their influence did not lead to impact as far as Trump winning? Me and you've talked about how we don't care what a celebrity endorses. I mean, we vote for who we want to vote for. Like if Jay-Z was like, yo, I'm with Trump, I'm like, oh shit, Jehovah for Trump? Let me shit.
I'm going with Trump. No. Yeah. I don't think none of them realize it. But I think they don't realize how gimmicky they are. I think Ice Cube doesn't realize how he jeopardized the name of himself doing that, you know?
I thought about this, same thing,
I think Lil Wayne doesn't care.
No, truthfully. I don't either.
I think Lil Wayne, Kanye West, I think Kanye West has mental issues.
Do you think, when it comes to Kanye West, if his career was reversed, what would our reaction be? Meaning, if he started off with Ye, Kiss Ye Ghost, and Jesus the King, and then he did Yeezus, the Life of Pablo, then Yeezus, then my, and if it went reversed, would we be like, would we be cool? Like, obviously the music, we would probably love the music more, but what would our thoughts be of like, damn, that dude stopped fucking with God and this music started getting good. Like, will we ever say that? Or will we be like, what happened? I hope, will we be like, well, I mean, you know, Christians aren't perfect and he's still trying, because I mean, if he goes
to the election,
Jesus walk still has to come. Like,
but his music, I think people, there's a lot of spiritual artists that are amazing. I think Kendrick Lamar is spiritual.
Yeah,
you know, I think King Lowe is spiritual.
I think King Lowe, you know, Lecrae.
There's a lot of people that are spiritual that do great. Kanye West, he be act. I don't know what's wrong with him. If it went backwards, we definitely would be looking at him differently. We'd definitely be like, man.
I think
stepped away from God.
I think we would. There'd be a lot of jokes. Like, dang, most of them find God and get, you know, get better. He lost God, and like, the music is amazing.
So you didn't have no reservations, like, nah, because a lot of people are like, no, I'm not doing a versus battle. So immediately you said, let's do it.
I'm going to keep it a book. I, you know what I'm saying? When I even got the call about verse, I got a call from Swiss. And
it's supposed to be Ross, right? Ross at first, right?
Nah, Swiss called me. I'm like, yo, Swiss, I really, you know, if I do it, there's only one person I'll do it with. And he was like, who? I was like, Gucci, reach out to him. Let me know what's up.
That would have been crazy.
Well, nah,
yeah, I did it. I reached out. Swiss hit back, say he respectfully declined. Cool, done. Kept it moving. I was going to do it for the culture. We could have did it for the culture.
Wow.
I hung up the phone. I hung up the phone. 3 minutes later, that's when I seen my brother video calling me out.
Oh, my God. That's Gucci. That would have been crazy.
Jeezy Gucci.
I don't know why.
Jeezy Gucci.
Yeah, Jeezy Gucci. I'm sorry. That Jeezy. Why didn't Gucci take it, though?
Yo, this is what I was thinking. I thought to myself, this would have strictly been for the culture and the culture only, because outside of the culture, not too many people know who Gucci Mane is, right? And I tried to write down some songs like, all right, Mouthful of Gold goes hard. Gucci Time goes hard. You Don't Love Me goes hard. Wasted. Lemonade.
Shirt Off.
Shirt Off. Weird. Beat It
I'm
Up.
I'm a Dog.
Yeah. But then I don't think he would play So Icy, but Gucci has more hits where we would like the rest of everybody else knows. And that Gucci, but Jeezy has more hits than everybody else knows. And I don't know. And I don't think Gucci wants to, I don't know. I don't think Gucci went into it like, I'm going to lose. I just think Gucci doesn't care.
Cause I think Gucci don't like Jeezy still too. I guess I don't want to be in a room with that nigga.
That's the thing too. Now that they're in the room together,
yeah,
I think that takes it to another level.
Did they try to kill each other at one time?
Well, no. Jeezy's friends try to kill Gucci Mane, and Gucci Mane end up killing they try to rob him or something, and Gucci Mane ended up killing him. There was a diss song where Gucci told him, Joe told Jeezy to go dig your friend up. Obviously that was 10 some years ago. Jeezy has been to jail and come back. Jeezy, I think, has had one of the greatest transformations in hip hop history.
Especially
among those three, Jeezy and T.I. I mean, T.I. had a transformation as well, as far as becoming a wordsmith outside of hip hop. And Jeezy has gotten in shape and healthy and looks amazing now. But Gucci Mane seemed like two different people. Remember, they thought he was a clone? Like, that's how he has changed his life, to the point where you'd be like, is this the same Gucci Mane? But I was surprised when I saw that clip of Jeezy saying that he wanted to go against Gucci Mane, and Gucci Mane declined. I wish you could do a three-way battle.
I've been listening to a lot of Gucci lately, too.
Yeah, I wish you could do a three-way battle, because I think T.I. is a Libra, Jeezy's a Gemini, and Gucci Mane's an Aquarius. Get the air signs in one room. See who have a battle between all three of them. But
that'd be dope.
Jeezy said they still don't know where they're going to do the verses on November 19th, which is this month is kind of moving. It's on November 11th. That's next week.
Yeah, right?
It's next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Yeah.
That is what I felt so far away just a week ago, but now is
then the next Thursday after that is Thanksgiving. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's you. Yep.
Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away, best friend.
Man, I had to end up taking that whole week off. So, yeah, because what happened was we have a certain amount of days we can have for vacation before
roll over for next year. Yeah.
No, it don't even roll over before it stops accumulating. So I can carry 21 days of vacation. And if I don't, you know, let's say at November 20th, because the 20th of every month, because I got hired on the 20th, is when it keeps going. So November 20th, I can have 168 hours. Then that means December 20th, I still have 168 if I don't take it. If I take a few days off, I'll get another 8 days or whatever. So Thanksgiving week, we're off Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So you know what I did? I took Monday and Tuesday off. So I took 2 days off and get 9 days off in a row. Said, hell
yeah.
That's
nice.
I'll take that. 50 Cent Manny Fonte says, I don't even want to say he says. He agrees that Mini Man is the most influential song of 2020. Thoughts?
by Pop Smoke?
Well, no. He was talking to Spotify, and I think so the person who brought it up had asked him because Pop Smoke had it on, Got It On Me. 21 Savage used it when he was talking about. I didn't know he was talking about Jeezy. 50 Cent brought that up. He's like, those are some words for Jeezy. Dej Loaf used it on No Ceiling. And then up and coming rapper Katari Walker has a song called Mini Man (parentheses Curtis) all this year. And I'm not going to lie, it was one of the best songs on that album. I think that album is good / great, but it never really hit me as a classic, but I understand why people say it's a classic album. I won't argue with that, but I like how 50 Cent was talking about how Mini Man was one of the slower songs on the album. And right now, slow music is where it's at. He's like, a lot of rappers are rapping over R&B beats, and it gives you a lot of space. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I like when 50 Cent talks about music. It's way better when he doesn't troll. But when he gets into his music bag, you're like, oh shit, 50 Cent is kind of smart.
No, that Mini Man is dope.
It's hard. It's just
I love the way Pop Smoke killed
it. Yeah, he used it as that melody.
He reinvented it. It was crazy.
Yeah, and it was a lot of parallels between Pop Smoke and 50 Cent.
I said, I don't cry no more. Yeah. Don't look to the sky no more.
And that's it went right into it. And I like how 21 Savage used it because it goes into it slows down. Like, you're not expecting Mini Man to come. Is it towards the end of the song? It might be. I can't remember, even though I like the Savage mode too. What else I got? Yeah. Drake. You know, I got Drake. Drake says he had joined his father, Dennis Graham. And I forgot to mention this part. Me and you and Sarah did this on Equal Opposites, and we talked about Prince's house. And when we was in the studio, they kept talking about all these people who have come to the studio, and one of the people was Larry Graham. And Sarah, in front of the crowd, to flex her muscle, said, Drake's uncle has hung out with Prince? And everybody's like, that's Drake's uncle? She's like, yeah, blah, blah. So she tried to be super smart. But Drake's uncle's brother, Dennis Graham, who's Drake's father, was doing an IG Live. And Drake had joined the chat. And a fan pointed out their views be hitting different. And Drake responded with, they hated on Views just like they will hate Certified Lover Boy, but it's music to evolve to.
Views is hard, though.
I like Views. I don't love Views. But I think I liked it then. I think I always have the same crack with Drake. I'm like, I don't care about the R&B shit. The some of the songs on there, what's that one called? Something Road? There's some of the songs on there.
Western Road Flow.
There's a Hype. There's some stuff on that Views out. I love, you know what, the, but you want my favorite song on Views
that
album?
That West Coast song. I love that.
Which one?
Four Views. The question is.
Shit, I don't even know what that is. I'm looking at this. This
track. Yeah, we gotta check. I gotta find it.
Oh. No, my favorite song. Yeah, actually, I'm gonna play my favorite song on this album.
This is worse because it was so short.
Yo, that was the It's Summer's Over interlude by who was it? It was Division, right?
Division.
I said, why is it so short? It's a groove.
Faithful was cold.
Oh, Pimp C and Division. Yeah. Okay, and I'm looking at the list. Yeah, of course, Control the Pop Style, which only Jay-Z says one line on there, and then Kanye does the rest. He had featured Watch the Throne, and then he took that version off. Western Road Flows is. I like the way Drake uses samples.
He be killing them.
Yeah, Hype, Redemption, Keep the Family Close. There's some heat on this album. I don't think Drake ever dropped an album where it wasn't at least some heat. It might not be enough heat to keep the house warm, but there's some heat to keep a room or two warm. But I think he's setting us up though. I think that's a setup that So when people say, "Oh, this album trash," you be like, "Yeah, yeah." So, but watch when it grows. I'm like, bro, who says that about an album? Y'all gonna hate this. Most people.
Yeah, no, I know who makes music like that.
Yeah.
I know when he made views, he wanted us to like it at the first.
Yeah, he wasn't saying, listen. Yo, 3 years from now, y'all gonna get, yo, you know what he tried to do? He tried to do a Back to the Future. Yeah, y'all not ready for this, but y'all kids gonna love it. You ain't shut that shit up, man. Johnny be good. Oh, man.
John ain't going.
Let's get into to the sad part about this. King Von got killed Sunday morning. Shot dead in Atlanta. His real name is Daquan Bennett. Oh, well, sorry. Was killed Friday during an early morning exchange of gunfire outside of the Monica.
How old was he?
26 years old. Monica wow. Hookah Lounge in Atlanta. So two groups of men were arguing when the shots were fired around 3:30 a.m. Authorities said on-duty and off-duty police responded in an attempt to stop the shooting and gunfire was exchanged. Four people were wounded by gunfire. And besides King Von, Mark Blakely, 34, of Chicago, was also killed. He charted. So I wasn't the I knew of King Von. I've heard his name, but I didn't know any of his music. Right. And it's no knock to King Von. I'm not the biggest drill guy. And I know we came up around it with Dirk and Bibby and G Herbo. I was like, who else? Because I was going to say Chance. I'm like, Chance did not do drill at all. And then obviously there was Bobby Shmurda with New York drill. Pop Smoke was bringing Brooklyn drill. And we also know there's UK drill. But so I didn't know that he had charted twice. One with Grandson, Volume 1. And his grandson, I learned this. His nickname was Grandson because when he was in jail, people said he acted like David Barksdale. So they started calling him Grandson. And if y'all don't know who David Barksdale is, did he start the Black Disciples or was it just Disciples? And then when he died, it became Black Disciples and then Gangsta Disciples.
Disciples.
Okay. I was like, man, don't get me to talk about David Barksdale and Larry Hoover. That's
too much.
We're so removed from that because we're getting close to 40. But when we were younger, we was fascinated with that world. We thought that was a shit.
Yeah.
And then he had LeVon James was a mixtape he dropped. I didn't know how big LeBron tweeted about his death. LeBron had tweeted, "Damn, rest easy, Von. Bronny, Bryce, and I rocked with your music and storytelling. The kid had a damn good future ahead of him. My prayers and blessings to his family. Hashtag LeVon James. Hashtag King Von." I don't know if you saw any of these clips that's been going around. There was one where he talked about, because he dated Asian Doll. I didn't know they were dating, but he was on Angela Yee's lip service and him talking about how he got her. Basically, it's like, yo, I used Lil Durk's phone. I knew I wanted to be with her, blah, blah. And it's something about, I don't care how hard you are. When you hear, when you fall for a woman, all of it just come out. Like, he was smiling. Yo, I thought she was dope. I wanted to be with her. And the room for the women is just like, oh, my God, look at her. Like, blah, blah. Then there's another clip where he's on $1 million worth of game with Gilly. And he's explaining how gangs work because they were like, yo, man, you guys have 47 people get killed in the city. It was a wild number. And King Von was like, look, man, this is how it happens, blah, blah. And when that clip went up this week, somebody said he knew the cycle, yet he couldn't get out. And there's a few reasons why, right? Obviously, depending on
how long is that clip? I need to see that.
It's on Instagram, so like a minute. I think it's on. Okay. Go check out Gilly's IG. It might be on there. But So obviously, depending on where you grow up, right, there is neighborhoods where it is hard to avoid. There are situations where you don't have a family and this is a family for you. With that said, and then there's also you were born into it. So people were saying that his father was in the gang, so he had no choice. And I understand the no choice about it. And again, this is weird because we were coming from a logical standpoint, right? One. Neither one of us, well, can't say neither one of us wouldn't have. We didn't. We didn't fall into gang culture. We weren't in gang street gangs growing up. We had opportunities. We knew friends. We had family.
Family members, yeah.
But we didn't do it. So when you try to be like, even if I did do it, I would like to believe I had the foresight to know that, yo, I can't have any kids. because this is going to come. There's no way. Because I feel like once you step foot in it, unless you leave, because it seems like street gangs aren't the same as mafia, right? Meaning where if you were part of a connected family and you went into witness protection or something like that, and you're over in Denver, you can get got. Whereas if you were on the South Side and you were BD, Vice Law, whatever, GD, and you moved all the way somewhere else, nobody comes looking for you, right? And then the other thing I thought about was our cousin Lazarus. I remember me and him having this conversation a long, long time ago about how gangs work, right? And he was talking about, yo, if you're a GD in Chicago, that shit don't travel, you know, like just because you go to like New York, they have GDs too. And this weird because I think Pop Smoke will talk about it where GDs and Crips actually beef with each other. It's one of the few places where they are together. But I mean, they're supposed to be cool because they both wear blue. But just because you're a gang member somewhere doesn't mean that travels with you. And when I saw that he got killed in Atlanta, I was like, you have to move accordingly. And this is easier said than done. But just because you're the man where you're from don't mean you're the man here. And there's somebody who gonna give a fuck about you being the man wherever you're from. You know, this even escalate. And why do sometimes we get comfortable being somewhere unfamiliar? Because, man, I've been in places where I remember this one girl I was hanging out with took me to be around her family, and her family were all Four Corner Hustlers. And they were just looking at me, and I'm like, yo, they was like, yo, why are you talking with your hands? Why? What that mean? And I was like, it means nothing or whatever. But I felt so uncomfortable that I was watching the way I move, because I'm on the west side of Chicago. I have no protection out here. I don't know anybody out here. Even the little bit of family I have in Chicago don't stay on the west side, and I can't call them. So I move differently. I'm like, all right, let me keep my hands to the side, because I have no idea. I'm with this girl and her mom or whatever. That's like, what's going to happen? yeah, this happened like a long time ago. Jermaine's laughing his ass off. What could I survive?
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds yo, funny,
the
man.
Craziest part is the craziest part is I told Jannard this story, and he was like, oh man, you should call me. I said, bruh. And do what? Wait for you to get all the way out here? Y'all wait right there. My guy coming.
Yo, that's hilarious, man.
Oh man. So it's
I think your rep follows you wherever you go. So you can talk that shit wherever. And he was so used to living in that life that he couldn't see himself out of it, like you said.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you're,
so wherever he went here,
yeah.
Nobody cares that you
remember
made it.
Remember Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City? He's like, you know, you killed my brother, nigga, fuck your truce. Like, even though they're like, yo, all right, we're not going to do this no more. There's always, no matter if you go to jail or somebody's dead, somebody be like, nah, get him. He got my cousin 3 or 4 years ago, or I don't care if he's trying to get on.
No, he reps that gang, whatever gang he reps. You know, so somebody could just kill you for that reason. Yeah. And even if you're, you know, if you're a star, that's even better for them. You know? Yeah,
you're right.
So it's just a big target. And people don't forget, you know, like, I think that's the way, like, some people get successful, so they're not in the hood no more. So you think that you're not a gang banger no more, but you are. You always are the last thing you did to somebody that felt like it was hatred or something like that. So
yeah,
no matter if you're over it, it doesn't matter. So you always, you know, there's gang bangers that stop gang banging, but they still watch their backs. They still got to be like, yo, who over
here? Yeah, forever.
Who is this person? They watch how people shake hands, because you never know who knew you or who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows you, you know, and it could be tragic.
Yeah. And that was, you know what, real talk. That was one of the reasons I never really went the whole, like, it was one of, I did say that, because I don't want to be paranoid the rest of my life. Like that, you will
look over your shoulder. You got to look over whenever, your shoulder. You got to know where you at.
All the time. You what know? You're wearing, who's wearing what, who's this, do I know this person? Why he looking at
and,
me?
Like, that's what, like, I tell people, like, all the time. When you travel in the city, like, going to, like, you did something, went to somebody's party, and you was in the wrong place, actually. Truthfully, you were in the wrong place, because if them niggas would have got mad at you and wanted to beat your ass, kill you, what would have done?
Yeah.
You would have went for a girl that you're not even with now. Yeah. You know, that's dangerous. And some women don't even understand that. Like, when you talk to them, be like, I'm not trying to come to you. like I know these niggas? No. Because if I don't, I just put myself in a dangerous place.
I just started laughing because I thought about that story Maul told about how there was like 100 bloods downstairs when he went to go fuck that girl.
Yeah.
This like, yeah. Yeah, it's just like.
But that happens though, more than all. And got hurt and got beat up and all that shit.
Yeah, and then don't you
for
mix
the
in,
dumbest of reasons.
And then you can think about that with King Von, you're mixing in ego with liquor and drugs and pride, and like, it's a dangerous combination. Mm-hmm. And you get to that point where you're not able to walk away. And I didn't understand this either when Asian Doll, his girl, I think they were broken up, but she's forever loving him or whatever, what have you. She says that, you know, his guys didn't hold him down. And I'm like, I mean, somebody else got killed too. I don't know how that worked. Lil Durk wasn't there. So he couldn't do it. But then she went on to say, ladies, if you dating like this hood dude, stay loyal, even though his friends could be the reason y'all breaking the relationship up. And I was like, shut up. Stop that. Like, listen, women, if his friends are a problem and he can't see that, don't stay to prove that you're more loyal than his friends are. Doesn't make any sense. But Asian Doll's young too, so I get it.
Yeah, yeah, I think she's in a hard place, yeah.
Yeah.
She's just talking out of the now rather
yeah,
than
and it's weird that we're in this place where the way we grieve now is just like we gotta grab our phones and just get some shit out. I'm like, man, just because we don't want to be with our thoughts. I'm like, sometimes you just gotta be with this, just cry all that shit out, hurt all it out, just do that more so because I don't want to be distracted from my pain.
We don't know. I think people want to be distracted a little bit
because I can imagine other people suffering that type of loss and then tweeting about it or going on IG and then getting into an argument over somebody. I mean, getting into an argument in the comments or the replies.
Like, yeah, I think we want my pain. We want our pain. We want our pain to be relatable all the time. And sometimes your pain is just specifically for you. You know, just for you to sort through and understand. Like, she talking out. You know, she just talking. It's just a lot. That's a lot to be said. To be saying, you know, your friends, all that. I mean, she's in a hard place.
Yeah.
I pray for her the best, you know, and I pray for, you know, if they had children together or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't think they did, but you just to lose somebody just like that you were intimate with is another level.
Did he have kids though? Yeah.
I don't think King Von had any kids.
I thought Princess went on with children.
He might have. Yeah, father of two kids. And I probably had that in my damn notes, and I didn't even write it.
And that's the thing, you know? That's the most sad thing. That's when you feel sorry for the kids lost their parents, you know?
Yeah, and that's another thing that, you know, not to beat a dead horse is just you would think you would move differently. Like, I have kids I have to look at. They're going to need me. And that adds to the cycle, too. Now the kids grow up without a father, and who's going to step up and be there before they get lost to the streets?
How do you break the cycle if you don't recognize the cycle and start to heal the cycle?
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing, you know.
The baby.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
The baby lost his brother. We're just gonna mention this because it's so much. The baby lost his brother. Freeway lost his son. And he lost his son a couple of days after. Oskino.
Freeway.
Yeah, Oskino had lost his son in a car accident. Oskino and Freeway were both on state property, obviously. But yeah, the baby brother committed suicide. He's broken up about that. I know he's probably blaming himself.
Yeah, that's true.
Situation.
That he had on Kirk.
Yeah, he talked about it. Like, I would give all this stuff for my brother. When he talked about it, losing his father, I don't know, man. I can't imagine that because you got the idiots in this world who would be like, oh, see, the baby sold his soul to the devil and his brother was a sacrifice. I'm like, shut the fuck up. But then you got the baby who's probably thinking to himself, how am I experiencing some of the greatest pain while I'm experiencing some of my greatest success?
That brother probably feels so alone, yeah.
Yeah, and who can relate to that? I mean, yeah, maybe Megan Thee Stallion, who's lost her mother and her grandmother or great-grandmother, one of the two. I know her mother, but I can't remember if it's a grandmother or great-grandmother who passed away. while she was blowing up, but nobody else really. And Megan going through all the things, and you can't. So you have to. He has to really talk to the mother of his children, and just like you get, you can't be so strong and so prideful. You gotta show somebody you hurt. You have to gotta be somebody in this world. You gotta show that you hurt, or you gonna bottle it up and it's gonna come out other ways. And I don't need the baby to slap another woman. You know, it was an accident. Trying to make a joke, but it didn't work. All right,
Yeah, you just saw my face. We made it. Yeah, man.
Because it was an accident. He slapped that woman on purpose. Nah. But I was like, his joke didn't land.
Nah, man, you should have put a little more time in there. Yeah. A little bit more time. You had
time was off. We'll wrap up, man, with music. 2 Chainz, Quarantine Thick, featuring Mulatto. I feel like the album, I think the album's coming out this Friday. Did you hear Quarantine Thick?
No, I didn't hear it. I heard Baby Throat. Have you heard that?
What the fuck?
What is it called? Throat Baby or something like that?
Is this a new song?
Yeah, I mean, it probably came out maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, or something like that. But I heard Throat Baby.
Whose song is this? BRS Cash?
Yeah.
What's happening, TT?
Sense a little bitch, sense a little hoe. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga come play in your throat. Deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throw babies.
Lady Father, what are you doing? What is going on?
I was cracking
you
up.
Who played this?
No, I just heard it.
Oh.
I was just listening to music, new music.
Yo. That shit sounds so crazy, man.
That song is crazy. Oh. Playing it though.
Throw Baby. Wale got a freestyle called Lions, Bengals, and Bears.
I love that.
Moolah, let's go. Ho! Lions, Bengals, and Bears, none of my guys scared. Chase rumbling, any one of them guys there. Wayne Young and he hungry, I pray we patient with him. I pray he leave with some money, I pray he leave with his health. Yeah, the physical and mental. The thing I like about football is that stats kill opinions. Rap shit, I lick the niggas. I ain't about to knock it. This whole summer, I was buying all the winter Prada. And I tried being peaceful, but my peace was getting...
This is Wale's box, though. Like, if you go, you go get a Jasmine Sullivan sample in a little mid-tempo slow beat, he gonna body that. I'm like, I ain't even worried.
I think that sample was amazing.
Yeah, I was just surprised. He had put so many football references. Because I was like, Lions, baby.
Yeah, that's what I was like, why he do that, though? That's the only thing I didn't like.
I said, is this for like, you know how Jay-Z has all these rappers and artists working for the NFL with commercials and stuff? I was like, is this gonna be for that? Like, what? Where is this for? Yeah, it's with DJ Money, so it's not even like his song. Like, I don't think it's gonna jump on his album. It's called a freestyle. What else did I hear? The Nicki Minaj and NBA YoungBoy. It's really a Mike Will made his song. It's called Speed, what that speed about, something like that, right? And I thought to myself, when's the last time Nicki? It's an okay song. It's cool. I think Nicki embodies her verse. But when's the last time Nicki has done a song with somebody that was on her stature? Is it the Migos? Was that the last time?
Probably.
Because I mean, Tekashi 6ix9ine, NBA YoungBoy. What are we doing? What are we doing songs with them for? Like, I'm not saying like they're not good artists, but it's like they're not like Nicki. You're better than them. Like, you have more cachet. You're in people's more. Yeah, you have the legacy. It's like, all right, And I know she said that her and Drake's kids could have play dates. I need her and Drake to do a song. Like, you need Drake on a song. Bad. Like, you need.
Yeah. They definitely.
You gotta get back into that.
They should have did an album together.
Who the hell
should have tried to work that out?
Oh, I forgot to watch about this Nas interview. I wanted to watch it or read where it was. I just saw an excerpt and they talked about how Nas would do like a joint album with Jay or something like that. And I meant to go look.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. It don't even need to be long. Give me 8 songs.
I feel like,
give me an EP.
EP.
I feel like both of y'all right now are in the prime, prime times 2. Both of y'all are just like, all right, let me get some more Nas and more Jay-Z. That's all I got, man. Early
Did you morning. Like Quarantine Fit? Did you like that song?
It's cool, but I don't know what direction, because we got Quarantine Thick and we got
Did you like 2 Chainz first with Lil Wayne?
Yeah, I like
Moneymaker. Better or this?
No, I like Moneymaker.
Yeah, Moneymaker. I like Moneymaker. Moneymaker.
I like Moneymaker more than I'll give you Quarantine Thick real quick. Oh,
I do like Mulatto though. I like her. Let this be so
crazy. Okay, my day was amazing. Her booty shots grazed me. She said all the gym clothes, so she been feeling lazy. She been late night snacking, but shawty still my baby. Several watches later, I still rock and roll. I'm praying for the dead, I'm praying for my homie. Rest in peace. I sleep by a scale and everybody know it. I hate it when a pretty girl starts snoring. Looking in the mirror like you a lucky
man. Oh man, turn this off. He said I hate it when a pretty girl starts snoring.
Yeah, that was a lame
line.
Oh
my God.
That's another line that's like, so ugly girls can snore?
That's like, that's like pretty girls can't use the bathroom and shit.
Or, my thing, my bag was, I loved when I got cute / pretty girls to snort when they laughed. Oh, that's my thing.
I
know I'm funny. He's like, I'm like, here's the cheat code. When you do that, you stop your joke. I'm like, did you snort? And then they'd be like, no. I'm like, yeah, you did. And then you get them to laugh again. It's like, yo, you snorting over there? Like, you Urkel? Oh, man. All right. We'll be back next week, man. At one and only, at Manny Fontaine. Until next time, peace.
Peace.